Today's the 29th of December. I'm Brian. It's the Daily Audio Bible you have found yourself in. I'm trying on new things for size. That one didn't work, but I tried. It's the New International Version that we're going to read from. I didn't have it scripted, so, you know, it just came out of my mouth. You know how that goes. Let me just adjust my chair here, and we'll just go back to our normal routine, which is diving right into scripture. New International Version, Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 21 today. The day of the Lord is coming, Jerusalem, when your possessions will be plundered and divided up within your very walls. I will gather all the nations to Jerusalem to fight against it. The city will be captured, the houses ransacked, and the women raped. Half of the city will go into exile, but the rest of the people will not be taken from the city. And the Lord will go out and fight against those nations, as he fights on a day of battle. On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split in two from east to west, forming a great valley, with half of the mountain moving north and half moving south. You will flee by my mountain valley, for it will extend to Ezel. You will flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come, and all the holy ones with him. On that day there will be neither sunlight nor cold, frosty darkness. It will be a unique day, a day known only to the Lord, with no distinction between day and night. When evening comes, there will be light. On that day, living water will flow out from Jerusalem, half of it east to the Dead Sea and half of it west to the Mediterranean Sea, in summer and winter. The Lord will be king over the whole earth. On that day, there will be one Lord and his name, the only name. The whole land from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, will become like the Arabah. But Jerusalem will be raised up high from the Benjamin gate to the site of the first gate, to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel to the royal wine presses, and will remain in its place. It will be inhabited, never again will it be destroyed. Jerusalem will be secure. This is the plague with which the Lord will strike all the nations that fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they are still standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. On that day, people will be stricken by the Lord with great panic. They will seize each other by the hand and attack one another. Judah, too, will fight at Jerusalem. The wealth of all the surrounding nations will be collected, great quantities of gold and silver and clothing. A similar plague will strike the horses and mules, the camels and donkeys, and all the animals in those camps. Then the survivors from all the nations that have attacked Jerusalem will go up year after year to worship the King, the Lord Almighty, and to celebrate the Festival of Tabernacles. If any of the peoples of the earth do not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord Almighty, they will have no rain. If the Egyptian people do not go up and take part, they will have no rain. The Lord will bring on them the plague he inflicts on the nations that do not go up to celebrate the Festival of Tabernacles. This will be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that do not go up to celebrate the Festival of Tabernacles. On that day, holy to the Lord will be inscribed on the bells of the horses, and the cooking pots in the Lord's house will be like the sacred bowls in front of the altar. Every pot in Jerusalem and Judah will be holy to the Lord Almighty, and all who come to sacrifice will take some of the pots and cook in them. And on that day there will no longer be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord Almighty. Revelation 20, 1 through 15. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil, or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time. I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. When 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, and to gather them for battle. In number, they are like the sand on the seashore. They marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of God's people, the city he loves. But fire came down from heaven and devoured them, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night, forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. The earth and the heavens fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Psalm 148, 1 through 14. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 31, 8 and 9. speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Christ the Warrior King, returning for your people to rule and reign. We pray that we remain your people. We pray that we grow to be the people of God we were created to be. And we invite you, Holy Spirit, these remaining days of 2010, to speak deeply to us. May we do what the Proverbs say in being your people. May we speak up and judge fairly. May we speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. May we protect the rights of all who are destitute. May we defend the rights of the poor and needy. And may we take that further and obey you by looking out for the fatherless and the widow. May we be the change that we want to see in the world in this coming year. It's not so hard to live a missional life when you just are awake and open. May this be our posture of heart, we pray. In your holy name, Jesus. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. Come get involved. The video, I'm going to say just until the end of this year, and then I won't. We've created this video that we're asking you to take to your churches, spread through your fan or your Facebook pages, and all throughout the internet on any other social network that you use. Spread this video around far and wide. It's a little over two minute introduction to what the Daily Audio Bible is. And we have gotten fantastic response. In fact, maybe more excited response than I can remember seeing before. This is the first time we tried to engage the local church. And it's exciting because it's the Word of God. If the Word of God gets into the daily lives of the local church, well, a lot of the things that are wounding and difficult to deal with in Christian community they simmer down when you submit yourself to the Word of God every day. As we have just learned over and over and over here at the Daily Audio Bible. So I'm asking you, get this video out there. There's a banner on the homepage, takes you to a page where you can download it in high def or in standard definition and use it in any way that you want. Spread it all over. It's on YouTube. It's on Facebook. Just spread it around as we invite people to experience the Bible in 2011. Every single day, as we've done every single day this year. And for the past 5 years now. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible here in these final days of the year, you can do that at the website as well. There's a link right on the homepage. Or if you rather, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And I guess as long as that's postmarked by December 31st, we can get you a tax-deductible receipt for the year 2010. So let me tell you about the cafe. The cafe is opening officially. The Wind Farm Cafe is officially opening. The grand opening will be January 3rd. And we have installed some cameras in the cafe. All the bugs aren't worked out, but you will be able to, if you can't attend in person, you're going to be able to log in and at least see what's going on in the cafe live. On the internet. I can't tell you the exact instructions just yet because we're testing a couple of different ways to do it. But we'll have it worked out and you can be part of the grand opening celebrations, although I think it will be hard for you to order a latte or cup of coffee. We haven't worked that sort of particle transmission through the internet just yet. But who knows? We're trying to stay on top of technology, so when that gets into beta mode, we'll be there. I don't know when that'll be, but I'm sure we'll be there when it is. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. That is it for today. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, everybody. My name is Chris. I've been listening since November of 2 years ago, and I've been thinking about calling quite a few times. And I finally decided now, hey, this is big enough. I should call on it. So, unfortunately, my wife wants to find another apartment or find a place to live by herself just because of, she doesn't feel like it's worth it to fight for the marriage. We've been married for 5 years, and it's been a challenge since the first day, but, we've had lots of financial challenges and, some things from my background, just mistakes in my past have really caused problems in our marriage. Like I said, my wife thinks it's best that we separate, best for us and for the kids. So if you guys could just pray, I'd appreciate it. That God's will would be done, and that the marriage would be saved, because we know that marriage is God's will. So if you could just keep that in prayer, I'd greatly appreciate it. Love you all. Pray for you every time I hear your phone calls. Thanks so much.
Hi, DAB and Brian. This is Randy from Michigan. I called a few months back about our friend Autumn, who's a wonderful Christian girl. She's 18 years old, and back in August, she fell off her horse, and the doctor gave her a 2% chance of living. She was in a coma for a long time, still is pretty much, she's been upgraded to a subconscious state. But the day I called, which was about maybe 6 weeks after her accident, the day I called DAB, the doctor, she looked at the, opened up her eyes, looked at the doctors and her parents and smiled. So that was kind of the beginning of, a very positive thing. And since then, she has made a lot of progress. She's just starting to walk and just starting to say a few words. So she recognizes people, and she's a wonderful, like I say, Christian girl, Christian parents. A lot of her friends that go there will sing to her and play Christian music, and it ministers to the hospital staff. Actually, people have got saved just by through that action. So if you could please keep praying for Autumn, that would be great. And then I have one more prayer request for my brother-in-law. His name is Lenny, and he lost his wife due to cancer earlier this year. And then a few months later, he lost his job due to the economy. And he's just a great guy, one of my best friends. So he's needing to sell pretty much everything he has just to make things work. So if you could just keep him in your prayers, that would be very much appreciated. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.